This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
1.
100
word stories.
Hello, I'm Lawrence Simon, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or one of the regular bizarre contributors here, but it's Saturday. And on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. This is where I post the topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 27th Weekly Challenge. Now, most people participate in this weekly challenge by reading their own stories aloud and sending me a copy of the audio file to add to this podcast. However, there are some others who have these things called, what are they called? Careers, lives, obligations. They don't have time to record their own stories. Thank goodness for the banjo-playing sex slave midget I keep in the basement. The topic for this week was selected by T.A. Marquette from the Footnote podcast, and he chose pizza as the theme. We got a total of, is this correct, 14 stories this week? Wow, double digits! So which story goes first? Well, it's going to be the winner from last week's weekly challenge, and it's Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Congratulations, Caleb. And let's hear what you've got for us this week.
And now it's time for another culinary tale of terror by that ancient master chef, Edgar Allan Garibaldi, the man who brought you the Mask of the Red Pepper and the Black Ketchup, now brings you the Tell Tale Pizza.
Adams Pizza, this is Bugsley speaking.
Mr. Adams, this is Mrs. Rittenhouse.
Mrs. Rittenhouse, how was the Halloween party?
Your gourmet pizzas were a hit.
We do our best, ma'am.
The Tex-Mex zombie pizzas with the seasoned ground beef and red and green peppers were a smash, as were the blue cheese skeleton pizzas.
Thank you.
But I was a bit confused by the Southwest chicken black cat pizzas and the barbecue chicken vampire bat pizzas. They weren't shaped like animals at all.
There weren't any chicken pizzas. Oops, I gotta go now. Larry's being close with the ingredients again.
Wow. Can't wait to hear what he's got ready for Halloween. Thank you, Caleb. The text from Caleb's story can be found in the show notes, along with stories from everyone else that's participating this week, and links to their homepages and podcasts and MySpace profiles claiming they're really 18 years old. Now, once we present the winner, we then check out the rookies. And I mean rookies. Hold on to your socks, folks. We've got two of them. The first is Gus, and he's from Rogue Radio. The link to Rogue Radio will be in the show notes. And here's Gus's story.
Hello, all. This is Gus of the Rogue Radio podcast. I've got a story I just wrote here for Lawrence Simon's 100 Word Stories. He inspired me to sit down and put my brain to some use. I call this story Abort. As I sit alone in my chair, I wonder to myself, what happened? I was using protection. How could a thing like this happen? Yet, even still, it was happening right before my eyes. I hadn't planned on it, but it was here. And I knew I had to do something to end it early before it grew into a larger annoyance. I pondered. My first attempts failed. Maybe if I remove it manually. It was a gruesome thought, but it might work. No, no. There has to be an easier answer. That's it. I'll just format the damn thing. I hope you listening enjoyed my 100-word story. And if you wanted to check out my podcast, feel free to log on to rogueradio.x.am.
That was Gus from Rogue Radio, and I'm not sure what that has to do with pizza. Maybe he sent that in for something during the week. But if you can figure out what it has to do with pizza, let me know. Thank you, Gus. The other rookie this week is Patty, and we've got a case of sibling rivalry here. She's the sister of Ted from Ted's podcast. You know, the one who still hasn't given me the location of where his podcast is. Let's see what Patty's come up with for us here. Patty?
The acne left awful scars. At 35, she finally accepted the fact that her skin was as good as it would get. She tried every kind of makeup available, but at best, it only toned down the permanent kaleidoscope of red blotches on her chin, her cheeks. The scars, like the holes left by miniature ice picks, were impossible to conceal. She sat at home on a Friday night, eating a large cheese pizza by herself, and blamed her complexion on the fact that she didn't have a boyfriend. But the real problem was that she was a bitch.
Well, that's enlightening, Patty. Thank you, and thanks also to Gus. Those are our two rookies for the week. I hope to hear more from y'all in the future. There is always room. Once again, a whole lot of old-timers and veterans are back with their stories. I'm going to present them in the order that I received them. And first up is... try to guess. It's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. Lisa, what story do you have for us today?
Hello, it's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, and this is my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic this week was pizza. Luigi was a bit of a sicko growing up. He had a bad reputation by the time he reached his teens for pulling some pretty twisted shit. Now a bit older, he decided to put all that behind him and start a new life. He worked hard to establish himself in the new city. His restaurant, Luigi's Pizzeria, became the place to get your favorite pie. Luigi couldn't seem to escape his old urges, though, even though he had been trying hard. The house specialty was sausage and cheese. Unfortunately, his patrons knew little about the contents of that sausage.
Ah, the old country. I miss it so much. Thank you, Lisa. And let's move on to Quadra Island, where Caroline has a song for us? Wait, a song?
Hi, this is Caroline from Quadra, the 27th Weekly Challenge 100-word story, and my submission is called Pizza Boy. Send me the pizza boy, baby. Send me the pizza boy now. Send me the pizza boy, baby. I gotta see him somehow. Ever since he came to my door, my heart's been pining, I keep ordering more. I wanna see him and tell him I care, but when I go to the door, there's someone else there. Send me that pizza boy, baby. Send me that pizza boy now. Send me that pizza boy, baby. I gotta see him somehow. My friends all say that he's left the town. I get upset and sit and frown. I order my pizza to see if it's true. There's a new pizza boy, and he likes me too. Send me that pizza boy, baby. Send me that pizza boy now. Go on, Caleb, eat your heart out.
Thank you, Caroline. And before we send you the pizza boy, I think we're going to send you a mixer first. All right, that was Caroline from Quadra Island. Let's move on to B. B is back and, well, not recording her own stories. So you know what that means. It's time for the midget. Come on, midget. Get over here. Yeah. Yeah, you had an easy one last week. Well, you got to do one this. Yeah. Step right on up here. Okay.
For the 96th day in a row, Tom came home to pizza. Would this madness never end? Fran was sitting at the table, perusing the weekly ads. With resolve, Tom slapped the two pieces of extra mushroom with banana peppers on his plate and sat across from Fran. They eyed each other. Neither blinked. He took a bite. His stomach recoiled. Could a person regurgitate without ever having swallowed? Tom finally realized his resistance was futile. I give up. You win.
Oh, good, Fran said calmly. That stainless steel model with six burners and convection oven is back on sale.
Thank you, B, and I have an answer to your question if someone can throw up without having swallowed. The answer is yes, but I won't go into details. Speaking of which, here's T.A. Marquette of the Footnote Podcast. He won and did the topic for this week, so let's see what he's come up with.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote Podcast, the show which asks, where the hell did America go? We're searching for it, and we'll tell you when we find where it went. Tonight our tale comes from deepest, darkest D.C., the heart of the evil empire. It's called Senate Bill I-812. Next, the gavel crack echoed through the Senate chamber. The senator from New York yields 45 seconds to the senator from Illinois. We tire of this divisive, partisan deadlock. Texas argues for beans, New Mexico without. Massachusetts argues beans, but Boston, hot dogs, hoagies, hamburgers. All noted contributions to the American culinary tapestry, but small in stature. We need a food that symbolizes the bigness of our country. That food is pizza. What could be more democratic? Slice equality, red-blooded American sauces, a possibility of infinite toppings. It is the daily bread of our age. Let pizza be our national food.
Thank you, Tom. Although, I'd like to point out something. The New York senator yielding to the Chicago senator, now you've got deep dish versus Sicilian style. So think about that. Anyway, let's move on to Liana of the new Hodgepodge Point podcast. I wonder what Liana's been crafting there over in the corner.
Hi, everyone. It's Liana again from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, where I read my various poems and stories for all of you to point and laugh at. So join me every Monday for a new piece. My 100-word story submission for this week's challenge number 27, Pizza, is called All Natural Ingredients, and the music is by Blake Emrys from podsafeaudio.com. Earthly Delight Pizza promised to be the most interesting of pizzas, and even came with a cautionary note. All flavors are unique and intense. Eat at your own risk. So I did. The first slice tasted of desert sand and made me thirst for a Pepsi. The second tasted of rich soil with added pebble crunch. The third was fire, flame scorching my mouth. The fourth tasted like salt water, so much so I thought I was drowning. Then it was the wind, cool and light. I even swallowed a bug. The last piece was pepperoni with olives. I hate olives.
Who doesn't hate olives? Thank you, Liana. And hold on, wait. Oh my God, Beck is back. And he's telling the midget something. Oh no. Beck and the midget, this can't be good. This can't be good.
There is good pizza, and there is bad pizza. Thin or thick, round or square, topped or plain, sauced or dry. There's traditional iconic pizza, recognizable even in the most isolated, media-starved aboriginal. And there's unrecognizable nouveau creations. And I love them all. As such, I've taken the only possible logical course of action, and decreed in my will that my body be donated to pizza. And while I leave the ultimate decision to pizza, I would like to suggest allocation of my liver to the premium topping category. And my nipples would make excellent pepperoni substitutes. Trust me.
Okay. You guys... No. Don't... Ugh. Okay, that was Beck from Insight, and he's back. All right. We move on to PJ from No Deep Thoughts. PJ, I want to hear a happy tale, especially after that last one.
Hi, PJ here with my entry for the 100-word story challenge number 27, the topic being pizza. Things were going pretty well with Paula and her new beau. She could not believe such a catch of a guy was not already taken. He opened the door for her, sent flowers, and even on occasion cooked her dinner. Surely at last, this was the one. They laughed and cuddled and had begun planning a future together. Then one evening, her dreams were shattered. Paula walked into the kitchen to find a horrible sight. "What in the hell are you doing?" she screeched, then burst into tears. Oh, this could never work now. He had cut the pizza into squares.
Don't you know that love is all about compromise? Thank you, PJ. All right, let's see here. Oh, I got a note. This one's from Kolek. I found a flash drive with this message on my sidewalk. It claims it's from the future, which of course is bullshit. But strangely, the speaker has my voice. Unfortunately, there is what sounds like a propaganda speaker in the background, but I heard some interesting tidbits in it. Anyway, I listened to it several times and wrote down what the messenger said. Oh, this is going to be cool. All right, from Kolek, from the collective... Let's hear his message from the future.
Times have been tough for a while now. The government controls everything. The media, food, literature, history, everything. This pizza I just ate came from the black market. I risked getting my tongue cut off, but the rations just don't provide enough food. And ration food tastes horrible. Anyway, there seems to be a resistance movement going on. The people here seem to secretly support them, and the resistance connects to agents among the people through the black market. I did something for them once, and they gave me counterfeit ration cards, which was cool. Interesting. Something happened that... I gotta go.
Are you sure that's not a message from California? Well, thank you, Kolek. Kolek's at the collective there. We move on to Houston Keys of Tater Tots for the Masses. I think he got a little busy this week, so... Oh, no. And he just got done with that Beck story. I don't know about the midget this week. I don't think he can do it. I warned y'all.
It was the pizza dude's first delivery, and he was nervous. Grabbing the pizza, he raced for the door and banged furiously. He only had 2 minutes to go until it was a freebie. The sound of trash cans falling and breaking glass in the alley caught his attention. The customer was getting away!
The slob was surprisingly nimble, hurdling hedges with the pizza dude hot on his heels, until a low chain-link fence and a vicious Rottweiler dragged him down. "Save me!" he screamed. "I'm too young to die!" "That depends," said the pizza dude. "What's my tip?"
"Thank you, Houston Keys. We miss the smooth, dulcet tones of your voice, especially when compared to the midget. Speaking of smooth, dulcet tones, we have a celebrity in our midst. It's Chris Daly, otherwise known as the Sea Dog, and he's pretty much on every single podcast out there and probably every podcast that's about to come about. Anyway, let's tune in to Sea Dog from Riding with the Window Down.
This just in, you're listening to a 100-word story by Chris Daly. The North Korean diplomat spoke quietly into the phone. "Two extra rods meat rubbers with extra mozzarella." "Mozzarella? No, you idiot. Meat rubbers with extra mozzarella." He hung up the phone and returned to Kim Jong-il's office. "The package is being delivered, dear reader."
"Excellent,"
answered the madman, wringing his hands.
"My plan is falling right into place."
"But, dear reader, how will you get the American food past all the starving citizens? And your critics in America, how will you hide the fact that you are importing meat rubbers pizza?"
"We could set off a nuclear explosion."
This has been a 100 word stories by Chris Daly.
Wow. Whatever setup he has, I want one. I want two of them, actually. That way, if I go nuts and swing a cat around, at least I've got a spare. Thank you, Chris, and I look forward to more from you. Wow, that was pretty good. All right, and the last of the regulars, it's Ted from Ted's Podcast, and Ted doesn't want to share where his podcast is. Well, okay, but here's his story.
A shot rang out. The pizza guy, Jaime, never caught the spinning, whirling dough which he had been tossing into the air. Jaime's body hit the floor with a wet splat. The pizza dough hit the floor with a dull thud. The pizzeria patrons were as nervous as an airborne big league pitcher flying solo. "Oh, I'm sorry," said Cecil, as he holstered his .357 Magnum. "When I asked if you were ready to take my order, you shouldn't have said, 'Shoot!'" "My bad," he said as he walked out and headed down the street to the other pizza joint.
Okay, folks, that was Ted from Ted's Podcast, and from that, you just want to hear his podcast. You want to know where it is. You want more. Especially if he's going to be making Corey Lytle references like that. Thank you, Ted. And let's move on to what really is the last story for this week. It's from, I guess, looking at the poll last week, your least favorite contributor,
Planet Z.
Let's hear what he's got for us this week.
"Lord Morgan wanted to live forever, so he makes a deal with the devil. He'd get another week of life for every pizza he'd eat, but they had to have toppings he'd never eaten before. So Morgan started with his favorite, simple pepperoni, then sausage, then mushrooms, then..." He did the math, some painstaking research, and things went smoothly for a few years, decades, centuries. Morgan had to get really exotic after a while. Rhinoceros, marmoset, platypus. Ancient, exhausted, he yearned for his favorite again. Pure, simple pepperoni. "It was worth it," he said, while descending to hell.
I'm supposed to do something right now, aren't I?
Yeah, you're supposed to play your banjo, dummy.
Oh, okay. Hold on, let me go get it.
He does this every week. I'm getting sick of it. Anyone want a used midget?
I heard that.
No? Okay. And there you have it. 15 stories about pizza. Thanks to everyone who sent in their great stories to be a part of the weekly challenge this week. Now I'm hungry. But which one was the very bestest of the best?
Everything I read.
Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 28th weekly challenge and pick the topic for the 29th. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of their stories. There's also archives of my very own 100-word stories. You can buy my book, watch my kitty cats, and lots of other stuff. There's Podcatcher subscription options, like a one-click subscription to iTunes or the awesome PodcastReady.com software. I use it, and it doesn't suck. You also can review and rate this podcast in Yahoo, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, iTunes. Hey, good news. Not only is the 100-word stories or Les Nessman site back, but it's back without Les Nessman. Check out scriberoptics.com/100words. Hey, we'll be back with more 100-word stories tomorrow. And next week, it'll be another 100-word stories weekly challenge. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a bit. But until then, thanks for listening, thanks for sending me your stories, and as always, keep it brief.